With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At a campaign rally in Reading, Pennsylvania, former President Trump says he has waited for this moment.
4 years we've all waited for this. 4 years of rallies, good ones and bad ones, but we didn't have any bad ones, I don't think. We had no bad ones. But 4 years, think of it, 4 years, and now it's tomorrow. Tomorrow it's hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country.
Meanwhile, election officials trying to smooth the process. Ohio's Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the state will be double-checking ballots using both electronic and paper systems.
We use electronic tabulation to give you that rapid result on election night. That's important. If we didn't have that electronic tabulation, it would probably be Thanksgiving until you knew the results. That wouldn't make anybody happy. But we don't consider that the final word either. We have our bipartisan elections officials count the hard copy ballots by hand. And so we don't have just electronic voting. We don't have just paper voting. We have both in parallel, and the two have to reconcile.
Audio courtesy WSXY-TV. Georgia Supreme Court rules that Cobb County cannot extend the deadline for counting some 3,000 absentee ballots that were mailed out shortly before Election Day. The court sided with the Republican National Committee, overturning a judge's ruling that stretched the deadline till Friday. The ruling says only absentee ballots that arrive by 7 p.m. Tuesday can be counted. Cobb County officials admitted that they did not send the ballots out on time. Marijuana is on the ballot in four states on Election Day. In Florida, where medical marijuana is already legal, voters will decide on legalizing recreational marijuana. It's a similar question on the ballot in North and South Dakota and in Nebraska. The question is whether to make medicinal marijuana legal. This is SRN News. Well, politicians aren't the only ones who are lying.
A new poll released by Axios finds that an awful lot of Americans don't tell the truth when asked who they're voting for on Tuesday. About 50% of Generation Z, 18 to 27, say they've lied to somebody about who they're supporting for president. And that might include poll takers, by the way. Nearly 40% of millennials say they've also lied about their vote. The results speak to the country's severe polarization and might cast doubt on political polls.
SRN's Michael Harrington. A Christian school is being sued by a man posing as a woman. The suit has been filed by Eleanor Zinsky, a former Liberty University employee fired by the school after disclosing gender identity. Zinsky, who's being represented by the ACLU, claims his firing was a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Liberty says it was within its rights to let the guy go, contending the Civil Rights Act permits religious institutions to make employment decisions consistent with their beliefs. This is SRN News. Well, no one knows how Tuesday's presidential election will turn out, but the Federal Reserve's move 2 days later is much easier to predict.
With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year. On Thursday, the Fed's policymakers are on track to cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point to about 4.6% after having implemented a half-point reduction in September. The Fed's future actions, though, will become more unsettled once a new president and Congress take office in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Unionized factory workers at Boeing are voting whether to accept a contract offer or to continue their strike. The walkouts lasted more than 7 weeks, shut down production of most Boeing passenger planes, and cut off a key source of cash for the company. Union leaders are recommending a yes vote on the contract offer. More details at srnnews.com.